I promise I will tell you the truth. But first, I need to lie. It doesn't make sense yet. It will. Be patient. My name is Helen Vaughan, and I was born at Harrow. This is Harrow. A house waits, tall and still, in a cleft between wooded hills. As long as the Vaughan family has lived there, Harrow has stood. Scientifically speaking, this is what is known as mutualism. Two organisms, each benefiting the other. A closed and balanced system. Orderly and stable. There is another relevant scientific principle. Entropy. All order eventually succumbs to disorder. No system can remain stable forever. All things fall to ruin. The night Harrow found me, I was digging up a fox's bones. The ground was hardened with an early frost, and I had to throw all my weight into each hacking strike with the shovel. I should have waited until it thawed, but the bones were ready, and we wouldn't be staying here long. I had seen the way the neighbours were starting to look at me, and I'd seen the balance in our bank account. Both suggested it was time to move on. I tossed aside the last shovelful of earth and knelt, brushing aside the rest of the dirt, before peeling back the blue tarp. Beneath, the bones shone pale in the darkness, flesh and fur rotted away. I'd found the fox on the side of the road months ago, mangled and twisted. Now I cradled the skull in my hands and looked into the empty eye sockets. A few stray bits of dirt clung to it, but the bacteria and beetles and worms had taken care of the rest. I didn't know what I would use it for yet, what it would want to be, and how I would craft that out of wire and river stones and scraps of cloth. Something so beautiful deserved to be transformed, not thrown out like waste. I trailed a finger along the centre of the skull, then turned it over in my hands, checking for damage. I froze. On the roof of the mouth, a spiral wound sharply inward, bisected by a single straight line. My heart thumped. 1,000 times I'd woken with a scream in my throat, and that spiral blazing like an afterimage in my mind as I thrashed free of a dream. The dream. Harrow. My hand shook. It shouldn't be here. My dreams were just that, figments of my sleeping mind, the echoes of a childhood I didn't remember. I rubbed my thumb across the spiral, hoping it was a trick of the light or some smudge of dirt, but it was etched deep in the bone. The weight of a hand settled on my shoulder. I didn't move, couldn't. My limbs were pinned in place, my jaw welded shut. I tasted damp earth. Harrow waits. A hoarse male voice croaked by my ear as my fear juddered through me. Wake up, I thought. You're dreaming, wake up, just wake up.
Beware the spiral. Find its centre. Harrow.
Helen? My stepfather, Simon, burst from the back door and charged toward me across the yard. Are you okay? I lurched forward as whatever force had been holding me released its grip. I spun around. There was nothing there. No man. No reaching hand. Nothing. Except the fox skull in my hands, still bearing that impossible spiral of carved bone.
Helen!
Simon repeated. Had I screamed? I must have called for help. I thought I heard... I gulped, stopped myself. I'm fine. I'd learned a long time ago not to tell Mum and Simon about the things I saw or heard or dreamed. It only worried them. And there was nothing they could do.